Tonight, Mike is a terrible person, Sean burps, and Joe talks about alcohol. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike,
hey.
How are you doing?
Hi, everybody.
Are you doing super?
I'm doing super. I'm drinking some Parish Brewing Ghost of the Machine Double IPA.
Double IPA? What's the alcohol content on that?
I'll get back to you on that.
I like how it's called Ghost in the Machine, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I should send you some of the chill wave that I was drinking tonight. Also joining us tonight is Sean. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're doing well?
Relax. I'm like literally ready to fall asleep, so.
Awesome. I'm so happy.
What if I don't?
If I hear snoring, I'll definitely, we'll Mike and I will yell, so.
And you would hear snoring.
Yeah, I know. That's why we put you and Nick in the same room. Okay. Anyway, so let's start off with the show real quick. News today came out that Interventions West may be closing. Now, of course, Epcot's laid out in that weird fashion where north is south and east is west. So the West Interventions is the one closest to the land. It's also the one with the Great Piggy Bank Adventure, the greatest attraction ever opened by Walt Disney Imagineering in the past decade. The big thing with that is then you immediately think, oh my god, it's like Hollywood Studios. They're going to be redoing Epcot. So I'm going to let you guys then kind of cut down the knees of all the fanboys. So what do you guys think?
I don't know. Who cares? Who cares, Joe? That's what I think. I don't know. It's
They're not going to do anything with it.
Okay.
If they do anything, it'll be a restaurant or something stupid like that. Who cares?
A future concept for retail or dining?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
You think they're going to put a e-ticket next to Spaceship Earth?
Or, I mean, I think another good point is, like, are they closing this like they're closing a bunch of stuff at Hollywood Studios for being repurposing or whatever?
No. No.
They couldn't do anything there anyway.
Yeah.
And they have expansion plots all over the place. They don't need a
They're not going to close something to make like a ride there when there are expansion plots everywhere.
I mean,
and like unused buildings everywhere.
I mean, we are talking about the modern Team Disney Orlando, where it's like, you know, we're not going to open anything new. We just have to replace what's there. The blessing of size, guys. Come on, don't you understand?
It'll be a freaking design your own retro Epcot shirt, and the fans will wank off to it. It'll be the greatest thing ever. Better than Kong. Better than Wondersea and Kong put together. Shows they care, guys.
We're getting this later. We're getting it later. Yeah, and they'll close it 2 years from now, and they'll move it somewhere else.
Yeah. This is proof. This is proof that we're winning, guys.
Mike, what are you going to say?
Disney fans.
Last time I was in there, I think there's more cast members in there than there are guests.
I don't think there's ever been more guests than cast members in Intervention since like 2000.
And
since when they had the Sega machines.
Yeah. And the only thing to really do in there is your information, your assignments for, first it was Kim Possible. I think maybe they don't even have any Superb in there, but
that's the other
side. Kim Possible machines were.
I don't think they're there anymore. I think they're somewhere else.
I think that's in East.
They were in East. They're not in West. But, I mean, just chalking in general Interventions. I mean, just it's a wasteland.
The Sum of All Thrills is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Sum of All Thrills was good. When they did the Mission Space preview, that was pretty good. The Segway thing.
I don't think they need any extra dining or retail, though. In future
Epcot
world.
Always needs dining, Mike.
Epcot is dining and retail. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I don't think they need any more.
They always need more.
Like, Electric Umbrella and Sunshine Seasons aren't necessarily packing them in. Unless it's, like, peak time.
Yeah, but it just seems like they're just going to always add more and more. It's all there is.
I just feel like it costs more to staff it than it's worth keeping it open.
Interventions, that is?
That side, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm getting at it also, too, is that just it costs too much of staff, so they're going to downstaff that, and then they'll open up the...
It costs too much to pay a CP $6.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Just standing there.
They'll just open up the... they'll just move all those guys over to Norway, and they open up the meet-and-greet expansion, right?
Well, when they open that up, they're going to need cast members from Norway all the way to International Gateway. I mean, what is that? Port of Entry to...
No, you were right. It's
International Gateway. Port of Entry is at
the
other
port
park.
Of Entry.
No, International Gateway is...
It's International Gateway, you idiot.
No.
Stop it. Port of Entry is the name of the shop at the beginning of World Showcase. True story.
Yeah.
Okay.
International Gateway is over by...
by France and England.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were actually going for the crazy...
No, okay. But that the line will be ridiculous because there's no room for queue inside of Maelstrom, and Maelstrom's a short ass ride. Oh, what a big mistake! We'll get to that later, I guess.
I guess we could. Do you want to cover that right now? Because we don't have anything else we're talking about with Epcot. So, do you want to talk about how stupid that decision was?
Yeah, last week at the shareholder meeting, Bob Iger announced, or I guess it was him, or they had somebody from the studio announce Frozen 2. Too
Electric
fast,
Boogaloo.
Too frozen. Yeah. It was bad enough when they had one movie making $1 billion+ and taking over the world, and they were going to put a ride in Epcot replacing Maelstrom, a short flume ride. Dumb.
Do you know what the biggest
whole entire land on this inside of Hollywood Studios, a park that desperately needs something like that? It's ripe for being rebuilt right now. Bob Iger admits it's getting renamed, and yet they're going to shoehorn Frozen into Norway at Epcot inside of a small, small flume ride. That's the newest ride in World Showcase to begin with. Stupid. Does nothing. That's nothing but cause problems.
Well,
idiots.
Well, the problem is that you know, you're looking at the, you know, there's not enough things for kids to do there, you know, thing.
They could ride Maelstrom.
Yeah, they could have rode Maelstrom, but it's like, oh, kids like the characters, and the characters are not, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Kids just don't like deal with it. They never will.
It's stupid.
They'll like this.
It's a really short-sighted decision that's incredibly cheap and dumb, and they could have gone for a superior attraction.
The quickest, cheapest place. In fact, they probably could have built something new faster. I don't know. They don't want to build something fast, though.
But here's the thing. They're not going to build anything new.
It's faster to do new construction than it is to... Well, I guess not in this case. But
they're not going to build anything new.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
They don't want to build anything new. They're not building anything to replace anything. People are like, oh, they're building stuff everywhere. It's like, yeah, but they're building stuff to replace stuff that's already there. Sean?
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, that was a really dumb decision. Okay. It's going to get 2-hour lines. Everyone will say that this is the best decision ever, and it will give a 3% bump in attendance at Epcot. Congratulations, guys. So, let's talk about...
But it could have done more for studios is the whole point.
Yes.
You could have built something from scratch in an expansion plot of studios, or demolish crap and build it there. You could have had better planning. You could have had it better laid out for queue and retail and dining, and it would have put studios on the map, and it would have just put the attendance ridiculous up. But instead, they're just going to, you know, bring out the corpse of Frozen Summer Fun and make that go again. And they're going to stick Frozen in this tiny-ass boat ride in Epcot.
When you have the most, like, when you have the biggest defenders of, like, Disney, like, going, well, Frozen, and kind of going, eh?
I was loving it, because all those guys complaining about it last week were all over Frozen when it came out, and now they hate it, because it's killing Epcot, and now they have a sequel they don't want. I was loving it. It's great. I'm glad they announced the sequel. Just shows how stupid they are and how short-sighted they are in the parks.
But guys, don't you remember that?
Frozen.
But don't
their biggest franchise in two decades, and they're gonna shove it in a tiny capacity boat ride.
But Mike, don't you understand? They're shoving in our faces right now because they didn't announce during the Frozen little special on ABC that it was coming to Epcot, and they weren't doing a sequel. That clearly they know what they're doing with this. So clearly,
I want Frozen 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just keep going, keep on.
It'll happen.
And they'll still have that stupid tiny freaking boat ride in Epcot. Idiots, dumb.
Blue agrees.
Yeah, tweet at me, Polly. Go ahead.
don't worry.
It's the dumbest decision they've ever made.
WDW Vacation will tweet at you how it's a great business decision because
it is 100% the dumbest.
I kind of wonder if he's just trolling.
I don't know. I don't know if you can be just that. I don't know. It's special. It's a very special kind of case where it's like, you know what? I don't like expansions to parks. I like replacing the rides with other rides. Anyway, so let's talk about grilled cheese near Test Track. Guess what? They opened a grilled cheese thing at Test Track. Okay, let's move on from that.
God, I'm so glad I'm not on theme park Twitter that much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just saw that.
Grilled cheese is a topic.
I saw that
it's like a $15 grilled cheese.
I saw that on the Attractions Magazine Twitter before I got on the podcast. So I just had to just post that. So I just want to reiterate.
Surprised they didn't stick any World of Motion logos on it, you know, because fan service.
You don't know yet because they couldn't go to it because it closes at like 5 o'clock or something. So, I would like to reiterate that I would like to see Melt open up at CityWalk. That'd be really cool. Anyway, so I'm bracing for Mike's backlash and Sean's backlash right now, but Trader Sam's is opening March 26th. I cannot wait to go in April. It's going to be awesome.
Joe, you're part of the problem.
Go for it. Go for it.
That's it.
I'm backing away from the microphone, Mike. Go for it.
I have nothing to say. I don't even know why I hate the place, to be honest.
Yeah, you've never been there, so I'm not sure why you hate it.
Because it's an imitation, Mike.
I hate the idea of it. I hate the idea of it.
It's a consolation prize.
Yeah. It's like... And they give you 500. Well, you get 500,000, but you still lost... it's like half of what you had. I don't know. That's how I felt when Disneyland got it. I was like, yeah, we had Adventurers Club. It was better.
Okay.
And now you're going to have all the problems the Adventurers Club had with no cover charge and a smaller capacity. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Yeah. So you have all the problems with lifestylers and locals and CPs with no cover charge and less space.
Okay. Maybe the less space will be part of it. Maybe the fact that they're going to limit parking. I don't know. So I don't know what else to say. Yeah. We'll see it opening next year.
It is what it is.
I'm sure it's lovely. If I didn't know about the Adventurers Club, I'd be all over it. I'm sure that's why you like it so much.
Ouch, jeez, Mike.
But, I mean, they're just going for the quick buck here. I don't know. Whatever.
The quick buck would just be...
That's not going to get me down I-4.
that's fine. But the quick buck would be just porting over what I was at Disneyland. But this is going to be a new concept, a new everything. I mean, okay, it's going to be different. It's going to be different.
It's new.
Yeah,
it's different. It's different.
It's going to be different from the one in Disneyland, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just okay. Fine. Whatever.
Okay.
I'll have fun.
I'm happy that people are happy. It's great.
Yes.
For you guys.
You're not happy that people are going to be happy. You're miserable that people are happy.
No, it's fine.
Yes,
whatever.
Yes, you are. I'm not gonna let you do this.
What?
You're miserable that people are happy about it. You're like, oh,
no,
you're part of the problem, all that stuff.
Yeah, because you're rewarding them for their terrible mistake to begin with.
I'm not going to Disney Springs.
It's the same thing.
I'm not running over and getting some baby cakes for crying out loud.
You're going to support the usurper. Shame on you.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever makes you happy, Mike. So, do you know what will make you happy, though?
What?
Kong.
I still think it's Jurassic World, guys.
Shut up.
Guys, I still think it's going to be Jurassic World.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. But they updated the exterior walls to show a bunch of skulls and walls. And
skulls
and islands, maybe. So, yeah, we have e-ticket walls now, which clearly Tom Corliss hates. So, yeah.
Why do you gotta bring up names?
Because I don't really fucking care.
It just creates trouble,
Joe.
I don't care. I'll mute this. Yep. Okay.
You're a big kumbaya, peace and love guy.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I'm the one who just
flips. Taking over my job, you bastard. I'm supposed to make the trouble.
Sorry, I'm infringing on your space right now. But so
Joe's a social butterfly that loves everybody.
Mike, why do you hate me so much?
Joe, are you having fun?
So I believe on Tuesday, all the walls are updated.
Frickin' Trader Sam's. Ugh.
Tuesday, all the walls are updated. Mickey Extreme posted a bunch of photos of a bunch of skulls and walls and islands.
But guys, they're totally not building anything right there.
They're not building anything right there, and it's totally going to be Jurassic Park. So, yeah.
Why won't they just announce it?
We expect this thing to open about a year from now, right?
At least
soft open.
Yeah. A little more than a year, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so. Maybe.
It should at the very least, be soft open by now.
I think they probably want it open for spring break next year.
Probably, but let's
now,
just...
Now, it may not happen, but I think that's the plan.
The ride should be running by now, by this time next year.
I wonder if there's, like, some milestone they're waiting to do before... That's why they haven't announced yet. Like, they're waiting to announce it so they know, like, a better idea when it'll open.
Like once, like some foundations report or something.
But they've announced they announced Diagon without giving like
that's
an exact
different.
Date. I don't know.
You can't go by Harry Potter because that's a whole different machine. There's a lot of approvals and stuff they had to go through. I don't know. I'm just ready for art. I want some kind of something. I just want something. We know it's happening, so I guess it really doesn't matter. But it's just...
yeah. I just want to see some audio animatronic like. Concept art just to throw it in one's face and say, hey, guess what Toy Story Midway Mania and Soarin' doesn't have, and that's what you guys are expanding recently. So that'd be really nice, but whatever. Yeah. So let's go into this a little bit. What are we kind of expecting with Kong?
Amazingness. The greatest of all time.
All time?
Yeah.
I think it could be the best ride at the resort. It has a chance.
Mm-hmm. I think we can agree with that. It has a chance. I think it'll be really cool.
I think a lot of people are underestimating it too.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
And I mean, people like in the Universal fan base are underestimating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just the whole idea of it just elevates it that much more, that they're actually doing this. I don't know, that adds a little bit of extra oomph and intrigue.
It's very much...
There's no reason to do this.
It's very much in the concept of the original Universal Studios Florida concept. Take something from the Tram Tour, expand it, make it better, and make it its own attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like...
Might not be the only one that's going to be doing that.
Right. So for all those years where they had to stay afloat by cutting things and replacing it with new things, now that they have money, they can go back and replace and right some of those wrongs and put some old things back in the park.
Right.
It's like, all you jerks who didn't support USF when it was great back in the 90s, now you're going to get our stuff back. Because USF was always gonna be a great park. People just never... Yeah. It was always the superior studio park in Florida.
Yeah, and they still do actual studio work, so that's pretty nice.
Yep. Sharknado 3, what the hell, or what is it called?
Yeah, or just ignore...
They missed the name today.
Or let alone ignoring that in, like, whatever Brazilian movie was shot, like, the past 2 weeks, and just kind of focus on how...
Sharknado at Universal is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, who cares? But the point is, like, at least they had the Tonight Show. They had Tonight Show last summer, which is better than they've had in the past 5 years or decade at Disney's Hollywood Studios, or whatever the hell they call it now. So... Yeah, they've been doing some good stuff. Or TNA Impact Wrestling.
The Impact Zone.
Oh, rubbing wrestling in Sean's face. It's awesome.
Oh, back to the good old days, the early Universal now, and they'd always talk about TNA Impact and the Impact Zone, because they're all a bunch of wrestling marks.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never watched TNA.
Yeah, I don't watch wrestling either, so it's all good. So you guys want to get in some questions right now?
There has to be something else to talk about. No?
I don't know. Nothing. Is there... I went through Streamscape. Okay. Mike?
That Mike? Really creepy and weird Disney side promotion that's going on now. With
the
official Disney Twitters.
Tweeted everyone?
Yeah, like tweeting at people with all these weird memes and images, and they're using... Wasting the talents of great equity actors on these stupid things. Yeah, this weird... Somebody gave them too big of a budget to do this crap. Because really, how effective is this? The people they're tweeting at are already going and are going to go till the day they die. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't have a degree in social media, though, so... What do I know?
You can get a degree in social media? Holy crap.
That's what Jen Fickley Baker has on the Disney Parks blog.
Oh, Lord.
That has to be fake. It has to be.
She has a PhD in social media.
No.
That's so stupid.
No.
Oh. All right, let's just go to questions. I'm disgusted.
So coming...
Hashtag thesis.
Hashtag Disney side thesis.
It's very liminal.
Is it cogent?
No, I won't go that far.
Okay, good. Okay, first question from Mike Perry is, what will be replacing Interventions West if it does close in May?
No, we already talked about that. Let's
go. We already talked about that. It's a new concept in dining and retail.
No, it's pitch black darkness and no air condition.
Yeah.
All right, we talked about it. Moving on.
And a locked door.
Absolutely nothing there. Do you know what will be coming there? More planters. A lot of just, you know, those movable... shrub bushes things. Next up from Mike Perry is, will Disney ever announce Star Wars Land at D23, followed by Universal announcement, followed by more Avatar details at D23 Japan? So basically he's asking, will Disney announce Star Wars, Universal announce something else, and then Avatar at D23? Japan. Sorry.
Yes. I think we... Who the fuck knows with Universal? And I doubt you get any more Avatar in Japan. I think Star Wars and Avatar both happen at the US D23 this year. They'll go more in depth about the ride system for Avatar at the American D23.
I still think they're a year out from announcing anything about the ride system.
No.
Wait, yeah. For which one? Avatar?
Avatar.
Yeah.
Project Morpho guys? I don't know.
Who cares?
Morpho is going to morph the thing.
And Star Wars is going to be super vague and ran and super vague.
I think they're going to announce something about Star Wars, but it probably won't be very meaningful.
Yeah.
It'll just be some sort of stopgap until they're like, okay, yeah, it's they coming might in 2025. Like,
they'll have Brandon Clay out there, like, in a stormtrooper outfit juggling oranges.
They might like announce they're building like the cantina or something to open in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a stopgap kind of thing where it's like, Star Wars are in the parks now! You know, that kind of thing.
I feel like this D23 is badly timed for Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a year too soon.
But, I mean, they have to announce. I mean, they're going to announce it. I just said they're going to this year.
They freaking tease it at the last one.
Yeah, they're gonna announce something. Who knows what? I don't know if it's gonna be like the entire land, but they're gonna announce something.
Hey guys, remember when they reused those crates in Epcot? People thought they were gonna put Star Wars in Epcot.
They'll probably announce like the Cantina restaurant, and then announce like Toy Story Playland together.
Something like
that. I feel like it'll be like one big Star Wars space at D23 for both Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't happen this year.
But then it wouldn't happen for another 2 years, and then it would be
and
a year before it opens.
And?
Presumably.
And?
They're not going to open in 2018, are they? No.
I don't know. No.
You know, they're capable. I just, the sand from the past 10 years, it just shows you they're not in any hurry to do these things.
What Star Wars things they will be opening will open in 2018, but it will not be what everyone wants. It'll be, we have a cantina and like a stupid spinner or something, and it won't be anything meaningful. It'll just be this little thing here, and people will be like, it's just like Diagon Alley. So
there's nothing they can build to. There's. We talked about this before.
Yes. So
you either have to do an entire Star Wars park, or you'll just never be able to capture what they've done with Harry Potter. Sorry.
I don't even know if they can do that with the Star Wars properties, because as Sean said before, I believe, it's just that there's not that kind of granularity when it comes down to that smaller scale stuff. I mean, besides a cantina, you just don't have it. It's just like, it's the Death Star. Okay, now what else? You know, it's like, oh boy, I'm walking around hallways and there's a garbage disposal thing. I mean, like, what else is there? Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Moving on from friend of the podcast, Mr. Monkey. He has several questions for us. First one is, what is going to replace NASCAR Grill?
Oh.
Cheesecake Factory.
No, God, no.
I'm God. Hoping. Search your feelings. I would really like to see. I would really like to see, like, Universal open a microbrewery there. I think that'd be cool.
Oh my God. Mike's freaking out now because of his newfound obsession. I just want to see the NBC Sports Center kind of thing that they have in Philadelphia open.
I'm pretty much convinced that'd be cool. That's not happening now.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening either. If that was going to happen, I think they would have announced it already.
This is some third party. It has to be.
I mean, I'd love to see more of a craft beer presence in City Walk, more than just the whole entire cowfish. We have craft beer. Now here's your Sam Adams.
And I almost wonder if, because of maybe some perceived underperformance of the City Walk, things that just opened, they don't want the risk of doing their own original stuff again.
Possible.
Like, with somebody who's renting, they're putting up all the cash and the risk, and they're paying rent. So I wonder if that's maybe... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not there enough to know how these places are doing. But it just seems like with the limited hours and limited staffing, I don't know.
Remember, they're doing lunch.
Obviously,
hours
the food's
now,
good
so.
At each new venue, except for maybe Breadbox, but...
I heard Breadbox.
Maybe it's not being supported like they would want.
Yeah, my understanding of Breadbox is that the food's gotten better, and they've also changed their menu up. So they've included like chips.
Yeah, you
and
get
stuff.
Sides now.
Yeah, it's no longer an a la carte menu. So,
but
it
for
seems
a few
like
bucks more, you go get something superior at Red Oven, Vivo, or Antojitos. So why even bother?
Especially Red Oven. Oh, Red Oven. His next question is, what timeline do you see for Kong?
No, we talked about that.
Okay.
Next spring.
His next one is Mary Bang Kill, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios.
Mary Animal Kingdom, Bang Hollywood Studios, Kill Epcot.
Mike?
Easy.
Mm. Mary Epcot, Bang Studios, Kill Kingdom.
What?
Oh, you're so wrong. You are so unbelievably
wrong. I'd actually do Mary Animal Kingdom, Bang Epcot, because it's a full booze, and Kill Hollywood Studios.
But so, Studios has the best ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely. But still, Epcot
what?
Has the booze.
No. Tower of Terror is far and away the
when
best.
You bang, one of the best rides.
One
right?
of the best rides is there, yes. I do agree, but still. Okay, maybe I agree with Mike. I don't know.
Mike is
sorry.
You, no, Mike, if you kill Animal Kingdom, you're immediately wrong.
No, like you can
immediately
have Epcot's gonna cook you dinner. Epcot's romantic, you know.
Animal Kingdom
nothing to do with
Studios.
I mean, Kingdom
curry from Yak and Yeti, and that's all
seafood,
I need.
Seafood curry is legit. Sean, let's go get seafood curry at Animal Kingdom next time.
Yeah,
sound good?
Do that when you go to Traitor Sam's.
Oh my God, Mike, shut up.
Usurper.
I see. You're so clever with your word puns. You might as well work for Animal Kingdom or Imagineering or whatever. Okay, last question from Mr. Monkey is...
Brandon Clayla already got the job for lamest Imagineer. Sorry.
I don't know. You could rival him. Mr. Monkey's last question is, anything for Universal Studios Florida 25th?
No.
Wait, what's the question?
Will there be anything for Universal Studios Florida's 25th anniversary?
No.
No. If there was, we would have heard about it already.
You're getting it next year.
Yeah.
Unofficially.
They might announce Kong as like a present, but yeah, you're not getting anything this year.
Interesting. Okay.
You might get two things next year, but you're not getting anything this year.
For the 26th anniversary, you're getting a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
Theoretically.
You're getting King Kong next year for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question up is from Matt Clark. He's asking, if you were in charge of Epcot, what would you do?
Oh, we do not have enough time to answer that question.
Okay.
We can make a show about that.
First things first, demolish Test Track.
I don't know about that much.
Man, fuck that ride. Test Track sucks.
How about we actually focus on some of the stuff that's absolutely not being used first?
Or we could focus on the ride that's your favorite and troll you.
I don't really care. I'm saying, how about, you know, Wonders of
you
Life?
You like Test Track?
Dude, his username is Test Track 321. Come on.
That's an old school like 1999 username. So by the way, I'm not saying that
damn
I'm.
God damn it, Joe!
But here's my question: your first comment is, I'm going to demolish Test Track, not put something in Wonders of Life, not let's replace Imagination
Test Track and piss on its ashes,
not that's replace Imagination,
Joe.
No,
Test Track,
not update
Test Track
Wonders
and
of
Mission
Life
Space. Both of them.
Not update Universe of Energy. Not put a new country in.
Shut up, Joe. I'm going to swing the wrecking ball in a wide arch and destroy Test Track and Mission Space in one fell swoop.
Actually, I would rebuild Horizons and then demolish it.
And then the same day, and you just ride it. And Beast's like, see ya.
And you're the I'm the only one allowed to ride it. Yeah, that'd be terrific.
That's
no,
I
probably
talking.
I don't know. Greenlight a Imagination redo or some shit. I don't know. Who cares?
You gotta do.
I'm not ever gonna be in charge of Epcot. So,
I mean, you have to redo like
the
pretty
Sega
much
exhibit.
You have to redo every single pavilion there. in Future World, let alone new countries in World Showcase that will never be approved because of the ridiculous standards of the Walt Disney Company of having, like, corporate sponsors from those countries. So
I would finish the Spaceship Earth descent. just a tick off, Murph.
7 years in the making.
I think Martin and Lee were right.
Just to piss off Murph. I'd be all right with that too. That's a good idea.
I don't know, our existence piss off Murph, so I'm not really sure. So
I mean, how bad is it's pretty sad that everything I want to do to fix Epcot would just be to piss people off. That's terrible. I'm a bad person.
That's right, everyone.
Mike says
I'm a terrible person.
He's a terrible person.
Yeah, they made me this way. All you Epcot fanboys.
Oh my god, shut up. I provide nothing but unconditional love, Mike, and you just lash out.
This is all their fault.
They made us into supervillains, Joe. I can't help it.
Okay. So, again, from Mike Perry, if Mila Kunis wants to ride flying carpets with you, do you decide they aren't bad, that after all, and they can stay?
No.
No, they're still a terrible abomination in that land. They're terrible. One of the reasons why I decided that, like, Disney and Imagineering has no idea what the hell they're doing.
But if it's Jennifer Lawrence, I might reconsider.
Yeah, Mila Kunis is maybe not the greatest choice for that choice.
But maybe this gentleman is a fan of Mila Kunis. So I get your point, guy. And yeah, sure.
No, still no, even with the favorite actress. It'd be like, that'd be awesome. This is still a piece of shit. So, very nice. Thank you, Sean. Next question.
Just serenading our listeners.
Yes, thank
really,
you.
This,
in front of the tropical serenade.
I'm fine with it, whatever. Kids
love
it. It's
a piece of crap. Get rid of it.
Kids love it.
Kids love it. Oh, my God. You know what also they love? Hula hoops. You can put a bunch of hula hoops where they used to be.
It's not like it's as bad as Trader Sam's.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Mike. Oh, my God, Mike. I hate you so much. I'm just going to punch you next time I see you. Coming from Zach, Buck, BUCSPIN on Twitter. What are all y'all's expectations on Twitter? Yes, he says all y'all's. What are all y'all's expectations on Kong? And do you think it will beat them or no?
Well, I think it's going to be the best attraction at the resort and therefore the best attraction in the world. So it can't really beat that. It can't be the best attraction in the world.
I mean, we're expecting a lot from it. Well, my thing is that, like, I think Kong's going to be awesome, but, I mean, you always build up way more than what it's actually going to be.
Right, there's no way it can beat expectations.
It'll never beat expectations, but I do think it will be very, very,
very
good.
And I'm sure people will bitch about it because they're dumb and all that good stuff. Because
there will be screens.
But don't worry, guys. Whatever expansion is coming to Animal Kingdom will be the best thing ever, and will prove that Imagineering is on top of its game, like New Harambe. Mike,
yeah, Soren with 50 frames per second film.
50 frames per second? That's a really
whatever
crappy
that
frame.
Ridiculous.
60 frames per second? 42 frames
whatever
per second?
Whatever kind of ridiculous thing the Morpho technology is. What is it, like a billion frames per second?
It's like 42 or something.
something retarded.
Hey, don't use the R word. Rword.org, everyone. Rword.org.
Something lame.
Rword.org. Thank you very much, Mike. Anyway, coming up next, also from Alex, Imagineer 2017. What's going on in Kids Zone? Been a while since we've heard anything on that. This is actually a really good question. ..
Well, our
Barney's still playing.
Yeah. Best friend of the podcast, WDW 1974, says...
Oh no.
That there's a bunch of family attractions coming there. You know, shit, all the Universal people have been saying for a year now. So we'll see.
Good stuff.
Who knows?
# wait and see trademark.
Until, there's so many things that should be happening and aren't yet that who knows? Who knows?
Clearly. Clearly, it's because Diagon Alley is such a failure and they're doing budget cuts.
Yeah. You should. I mean, we should theoretically see movement. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. Joe, do you know?
Wait.
I don't know.
Wait and see.
Wait and see.
Mike, do you know?
I do know.
Oh,
yeah. Really? Okay. Kong tomorrow.
Really? Kong opens tomorrow.
I'm going to laugh when it happens.
Kong
on Pinterest.
It happens on their Snapchat. They release the concept.
No, it's going to be on Tinder.
It's going to be on for five.
Kong swiping right, y'all.
I'd swipe right for Kong. I don't know about you guys.
Who, Joe?
Yes, I know. I'm single. Do you
swipe left for Trader Sam's?
Sorry, I don't have a bae like you guys. Shut up. Okay, next question from Josh Solomon. You're given a chance to be in charge of one project at Universal. What do you have in mind? This can be a show, ride, food, or etc.
Harry Potter Phase 3. Just so I get a chance to work with Stuart, Craig, and JK and everything.
Marvel upgrades. A Marvel upgraded superhero island.
Can it be anything that's been rumored, or can I just make up shit now?
Just make something up.
Because
the third park?
Because I want to be the whole entire Sean theory of Nintendo idea. Because that would be awesome to work on.
Yeah, that would probably be my second choice. But
that'd be my...
That'd be the third gate, and they can call it Gamergate.
No. We're not doing that. No.
That's hilarious.
So our next, our two next guests are going to be Brianna Wu and Anita Sarkeesian. So, and we are moving on.
Wait, before we move on,
yes.
Fuck Gamergate.
Yeah. Guys. No Gamergate. That's bullshit. Be nice to people.
Love everybody, hate everything.
Yeah. Oh my god. And by the way, we really do mean, like, I'd love to have, like, Brianna Wu, because she likes theme parks on, like, she talks about theme parks on Isometric all the time, so I'd love to have her on this podcast, so I'm just saying. Next question. You're given a chance to be in charge. I just read that one. Sorry. This actually rolls right into the Nintendo debate from Joe Doom Machado. He's asking Pokemon Land versus Super Mario Kart Land.
Ooh.
Both.
No, I'm saying Pokemon Land, because Super Mario Kart Land sounds limiting. Pokemon Land seems a lot more broad.
If you would have to do a land over off one of them, you go Pokemon. Unless you are doing a general Mario Land, you're doing Mario. Yeah. But
I agree. Yes, I agree.
But Mario is recognizable. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, Mario's recognizable, but Pokemon is too. But the problem is that it's Super Mario Kart Land is his question.
Yes.
And he also spelled cart with a C. As we clearly know,
I think it would be, I don't know. I just think that any Nintendo Land has to have Mario Kart ride.
I don't think...
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the obvious, natural tie-in.
Yes.
And there's so many landscapes and stuff they could play off of there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, was never really into Pokemon, though, so.
Well, that's because you're clearly wrong, so. Also, you have a 3DS now. Why aren't you playing Pokemon? Seriously. Go buy X or Y.
Just, it doesn't look appealing to me.
Go buy X or Y, dear Lord.
If they ever got a property like Nintendo, you have to have Pokemon, because it's a freaking gold mine. Like, they would be able to sell so much shit with that. But
well, let's talk about, like, the idea of Nintendo, at least. Because, I mean, when you look at it, and I thought about this a little bit for a while, is, like, out of all the properties still untapped in the world that you have, it feels like Nintendo is that only Harry Potter caliber property that really does reach through multiple generations and has that breadth. I don't even think...
It would be... Huge.
I don't even think Lord of the Rings or Star Trek has it. So
Star Trek definitely doesn't. Star Trek does not have the same pull that Nintendo would.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, like, really high on Star Trek, and I don't see it.
I think it's a very niche property that people know, but I don't think people would be jumping up and down saying, I need to go to Universal because they have a Star Trek attraction.
I think it's... to me, I think feel like Star Trek is an attraction. It's not a land.
Yeah. It is what it is. Like, I mean, the newer movies made, like... It sounds like a lot of money, but for big blockbuster things, they only made like $400 million worldwide. That's not a lot for that kind of, you know, event film.
Yeah.
Those were the movies that were much more accessible and actiony for, you know, today's audiences than real Star Trek is. Star Trek is, I'll be honest, I think Star Trek is super boring. And I'm sure I'm going to get shit for this, but I don't think it's a good property.
At Parkscope Sean.
Yeah. I mean, they can't talk to me anyway.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, but I just feel like Nintendo's that last property. That's that big one.
I think Lord of the Rings would be there too.
But I don't know if it has that kind of appeal.
No,
it
does.
I don't know.
Even the quote unquote shitty Hobbit movies made $1 billion. Like it's huge.
Okay. Mike, thoughts?
But
I clearly missed the question because I got knocked off.
Yeah,
I don't know about Star Trek.
I guess the question was like just kind of like the big properties that are still available. We were talking about Nintendo, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings.
I think Nintendo has wide appeal. Everybody knows what Mario's about. I think everybody recognizes that character.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mickey.
Yeah.
And Nintendo can be enjoyed by people of all ages. It's good. And like I said, Mario Kart, that's an easy tie-in. You can do a lot with those characters. I never got into Lord of the Rings, so I can't speak to that. Obviously, it made a lot of money. I mean, it really isn't anything else.
And the reason, let's just explain to people why we're talking about Nintendo. Nintendo's notoriously, especially after the huge failure creatively of the Super Mario Brothers movie in the 90s, kind of went insular and wasn't really up for working with
and also the Philips CDI games.
Right. They they kind of closed off from other people and do not really. Let other people use their characters at all. And lately they've been struggling. Their hardware isn't selling well. Well, their home hardware isn't selling well. And so they've kind of opened their doors to partnerships with people. They leased out the Zelda franchise to the people who make Dynasty Warriors and made a game like that. They're making, supposedly Netflix and them are making a Legend of Zelda TV show, and now they've announced they're making iOS games, which is like, you know,
iOS and Android games.
Yeah,
DNA, I believe, in Japan.
Yeah, which is dumb, I think, but whatever.
Which will make Nintendo even more ubiquitous and well known.
Right.
Like,
right. But so they're obviously opening their doors to new ideas, and I just thought, you know, Universal clearly needs a home run family franchise to put in Universal Studios Florida to bring up the kid zone up to snuff. And I, you know, obviously if they were ever going to get Nintendo to come on board, Nintendo is in its best shape to receive those ideas and stuff right now.
Yeah.
And all Universal has to do is say, oh, if you don't trust us, here's Joe Rowling's number if you want to talk to her, and here's Matt Groening's number if you want to talk to him.
Well, not even that, but just, I mean, in the same way that, hold on, we have to add Mike again. Jeez, that jerk. In the same way that, you know, JK talked to the Seuss, you know, people, you know, Nintendo can talk to the people who did, you know, Attack on Titan or Biohazard, all that stuff in Japan, or Hello Kitty, and just kind of see how they've treated those properties, which has been with the utmost of respect and very well done. So I just kind of see that, and I can see them kind of saying, hey, look at what we've done with Japan's properties. We can do that here and in America too, and we're expanding to these all these other parks.
Yeah.
In addition to that. So I can sorry, Sean.
I just want to say this there's another question that I see that's asking about Nintendo rumors. These aren't rumors. These aren't coming from any inside source or, you know, our actual legitimate theme park rumors. This is just us saying this is a good idea for Universal. Universal should do this, and this is a good time for Universal to do this. It's not, we're not saying this is going to happen or this is in the works or anything like that. This is completely a wish list from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's logical. It makes sense for them.
Yes.
It's a good time for them. If they wanted to, this is the time to hit Nintendo. Like when they're open to partnerships and kind of opening their doors to the Wonka factory.
Yeah. And they're not just like printing money.
Wonka Land confirmed.
There you go, drunk at Disney. There you go.
He's not listening to our podcast.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah. Last question comes again from Mike Perry. It kind of comes on what we asked and said, talked about before, whatever. Going along with my Epcot Interventions question, Interventions also set to close at Disneyland. Cloned experience for both. I say no.
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 Marvel.
No. No, I think it's going to be the Disneyland history experience at Interventions.
Yeah.
That's going to be the 60th anniversary. Yeah, they had concept art for that leak out. And I think they were going to announce that during their last like event, but they kind of pulled everything back. I mean, they were supposed to announce a bunch of stuff, and they just never did.
They have a big empty Blue Sky Cellar now that could have that kind of stuff.
Well, no,
like the empty Disney Gallery, or that's a Disney Suite now.
This is going to be a hit, like a giant history thing, though. It's not just going to be a small gallery thing.
It's going to be Epcot Explorer's Wet Dream.
Remember when we had an Epcot Museum? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great. Never got to see that, though, because that was open for like...
They still had a timeline hanging up.
Yeah, they still do.
Yes. Yep.
Womp, womp. God. Never got to see that because it was open for like 5 months. So there you go.
There's one more question.
Which what do you see? I'm not seeing something.
Halloween Horror Night 25 predictions.
Am I missing this?
I gotta say,
I guess I am.
Been hitting the advertising hard on that pretty early. It seems like they're very prominent.
I never remember
when
they start.
The social medias with their stuff. There was something this afternoon.
I just think that... Sorry, Sean. You go.
No, go ahead.
No, you're the Halloween Horror Nights guy, not me.
I haven't even been plugged in at all. I don't know any of the rumors. I have no idea. All I know is I guess we're getting Jack again, and we're going to have an icon, which is cool. But I honestly have no idea.
Do you want to talk slightly and elaborate on our idea, your and I's agreement on Five Nights at Freddy's, at least for video game talk, at least.
Yeah, it's a horror video game set in like a knockoff Chuck E. Cheese where the animatronics try to kill you. And there's a more deeper lore to it, but that's the important part. I think it's huge. It's like ridiculously huge. It's a legitimate phenomenon in the video game world, or at least like the video game media world. It's really weird because like I don't know anyone who's actually played it, but like millions of people watch these people on YouTube play it.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, like I don't want to play it. It doesn't look like my kind of game, like whatever. It just,
but it seems like an awesome idea for a house.
Yeah,
so it feels like this nice cross where it's this awesome idea for house where then you also like pull in the YouTuber crowd and you kind of get that angle, which just seems cool. It just seems
like
this
perfect
idea. It would
be a really easy way to get a huge amount of hype.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
So, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea for one of the property houses, but do I think it'll happen? I don't know, but I don't think it's a bad idea.
I just feel like Universal's too slow with that. I feel like this would be something they would do next year. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, God.
Probably be too late at that time.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Like, I think it would have to be this year.
You'd have to do it this year, and I don't think they're going to do it this year. But
no, whatever. I don't think so either, but we'll see.
Last question comes from Pauly. Why didn't Joe drive 3 hours to see the Flyers play tonight? Because I have work today and tomorrow, and I'm doing a podcast tonight, and it's 3 hours drive.
Why is it only Wednesday?
Yes, exactly. So that's all. I think that's all we have tonight. What do you guys have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the hell's Mike going?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It sounds like you're walking somewhere.
I'm walking to Dayton.
I'll meet you there, man. We'll have a good time. Okay. So, Mike, where can we find you on? Or at, or on, or wherever?
At Lou Mangiello.
At Lou Mangiello on Twitter? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sean, where can we find you not at on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Okay, awesome. You can find me at Parkscope underscore Joe. You can find all of us at Parkscope. Find us at parkscope.net. You can find us at Parkscope. Just search, you know, freaking iTunes. Leave us a review, a nice review. Dayton's 2, BSU is 0 right now at 1855. I'm going to go watch this game. Everyone, have a good night. Mike, you want to sign us off?
Yes. Screw Trader Sam's. Kungaloosh.
Dear Lord.